reaction to this interview as he explains exactly what is going on in Europe. Why the creation of the European Super League? Why these clubs wants to create the European Super League? What are the advantages and disadvantages of the European Super League? Listen to this interview.
As far as I'm concerned, it's total confusion, and it's going to cause a hell of a lot of disruption amongst fans. I don't quite understand what they expect to get out of it. There's enough revenue coming in at the moment from television rights throughout the world to support the English Premier League, the Bundesliga, the Spanish League, and the Champions League. And so I'm not sure what they think they're going to get out of this thing. I'm surprised that Tottenham have put their name to it at the moment with all the other things they've got on their hands. Discussions must have been going on quite a lot behind the scenes for this thing for a while. I'm not quite sure who the authority will be that will be running this proposed Super League. Clearly, it's not going to be FIFA. So are they going to set up a new authority, and where will that authority be? Will it be in where will it be positioned? I think it's an idea which was once bandished around in 1995, if I remember rightly. There was talk of a Super League then, and we kind of turned it away at the Premier League. We said we're not interested, because there were a couple of clubs then who were up for it, but the majority of the clubs were saying, well, not really. Where does that leave us?
And as we saw, you know, as you saw, with the formation of the Premier League, it seemed a huge amount of money then. Revenues went up and up and up. But then, of course, the players' wages did as well. It just led to this huge level of inflation. I mean, would that happen again if this does fly?
Well, look, Dermot, it's very simple. It's a very, very simple equation. There's talk of the founding clubs getting an initial payment, a large sum of money. What I don't know is where that large sum of money is coming from. Who's putting the money up to do it? Because the only way that this thing will ever be successful, just like any other league is successful, is with companies like your own that have funded television coverage of football for many years, and your particular company has done a fantastic job, as we all know. This thing's only going to work if you've got television money coming in. That's the only thing that supports a league in any way or form. So I don't know where the founding fathers are going to get their money from. I mean, does anybody know where it's coming from?
Well, as you touch on there, it must be television rights. That's where they come from for the Premier League at the moment, and, of course, the Champions League. One imagines they have decided there will be a huge global bidding war for those rights. But, I mean, are we just really discussing something that's never going to happen? Because we've seen, as I mentioned, the wall of criticism, and you've mentioned there, I mean, the football bodies, the governing bodies, right the way up to FIFA, are four square against it.
Absolutely, and I hope they stay strong. And I hope that our government stays strong and pokes their nose in and says, stop this nonsense. Because, you know, particularly in this particular pandemic, there's not been much to look forward to. But football fans at least have been able to watch in using your great service and some of the other television channels, and to get, you know, and to enjoy their football. They haven't been able to go there. But to actually, you know, restrict coverage again, if what would happen here is some other carrier came in and took away the rights, it's just not the right thing to do. And I think the fans have the power, actually. I think the fans have the power, and the fans should reject this. Because, you know, I don't want to be seen as an old boy wanting to stick in the mud and keeps a tradition. But I've got to tell you, there's a lot of tradition in football, and we shouldn't break it up now. And whoever it is that's behind this thing, including my own club, Spurs, I'm absolutely amazed that they've stuck their hat in the ring. And obviously Daniel's quite a shrewd man, but I haven't discussed it with him, but I suppose it's one of those one-upmanship things, is that if it's going to happen, I want to be considered as one of the big clubs, you know? I mean, so, you know, for example, what is Wolves saying? What is Everton saying? What is Aston Villa saying? What are Southampton saying? What is Crystal Palace saying? You know, what are Newcastle saying? What's a big club? Define what's a big club and why we should be included in the 15.
And when you mentioned the fans, do you think, I mean, it's conspicuous that the German teams aren't getting involved. Do you think the government should look at that German model of ownership, get the fans on the board, put a lock there where the fans have the ultimate say?
Well, that's news to me, Dermot. I didn't know about the Germans not getting involved, and I think and good luck to them. And you say the German? Are you saying that no German clubs have put themselves forward to be a part of this elite 15? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because of the way they're structured, where the fans have the power. It's a 50+1% lock on on strategy in terms of what they can do. So with the fans against it, they're not in.
Yeah, well, that's very good. And it's encouraging because, you know, there are some great German teams there. And if they're not in, then it takes away the attraction of this so-called Super League. I think this is typical. With all due respect, I say this respectfully, but I think this is very American-driven. By the owners of Manchester United and Liverpool. And I think they don't understand really the culture of football in the UK. That's my point on that I would like to make.
Last thought about your club. We speak on the very day that they've let Jose Mourinho go.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know as well as I do, if you followed football as long as I have, you'll know the writing, if you say, was on the wall a little bit. Our performance at Spurs has been pretty dire for the past few weeks. We've been losing games. We've been giving away leads in games. And as an ex-chairman and a follower of football, a follower of our club, I could see that the players, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, they were not playing for him. In other words, they must have lost respect for him. And it can happen when, you know, somebody who does a lot of talking like he did and had a reputation of being the so-called self-named special one, you know, I think that the players' expectations kind of came to a conclusion in the end, but it's not so bloody special, really.